Sokala Duma Radio.
Hey, admin, let me tell you something. There's no other way, there's no miracle that we are going to qualify for Russia 2018. Like, seriously, right now we only have 1 point because FIFA took 3 points away from us. That means, horror, we only got 3 games to go. And let me tell you something, Senegal will beat us. We'll finish, they will put the final nail on the coffin. That means it's over for us. For now, let's just say maybe 2022 or 2019 AFCON, but as for Russia, it's done.
Well, there's only one beer left. Rappers screaming all in our ears like we're deaf. Ladies and gentlemen, hello and welcome. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu, and this is the Sokala Duma preview show. We're previewing the weekend's MTN 8 finals. Of course, the line that I've just dropped for you now has a correlation to there's only one hurdle left for 4 teams in the MTN 8 semifinals. There's only one hurdle to get to know who you're playing against. You know that this weekend is going to be the semifinals of the MTN 8. 4 teams left: SuperSport United, Maritzburg United, Bidvest and Cape Town City, of course. And we asked you a question, like we always do on Facebook. We said that you need to drop us a voice note on what you think Bafana Bafana's chances are on qualifying for the FIFA World Cup. We have a lot of those voice notes. We'll play them throughout the show. Just a quick look at what you had to say about this Bafana Bafana debacle. Of course, we know that they have to replay their match now against Senegal. I'll bring you that as well. And when I'm speaking to our guests, we'll allude to that well as well. Our guest today will be Fabio De Dominicis. He's a football journalist. He has cutting-edge views about this. He's had some things to say on Twitter about the fact that Bafana Bafana have to replay their fixture against Senegal. Of course, we look at what you had to say on the voice notes. A quick look now at what other people had to say on Facebook. Sifiso Madinane said on the Sokala Duma Facebook site, only if they bring back Mashaba, they can qualify for 2022 World Cup with Chuck Norris. And I think that Chuck Norris is probably Stuart Baxter in this case. Never will. Lastly, Safa need to reshuffle. Jordan out. Lucas Radebe in as Safa president there. And there were a lot of replies to that. 31 people liking that comment there. And then 17 people liking Moshe Shadrach Dichaba's comment. It says that it's a must. Is it a must that we keep calling them Bafana Bafana? They are married men, grown-ups, and they are called with a name that undermines them. Please, I'm not joking. Change our national team name to something strong and mature. Imagine if Cape Verde were called the Blue Sharks. Other nations are called the Indomitable Lions, the Black Stars, the Super Eagles, the Warriors and all that. Bafana Bafana must fall. And 17 people liking that, of course, and loving that, and others laughing, and others dropping the shock face to say that maybe we still need to keep our Bafana Bafana. All right. So we'll look at that. We'll go deeper into it because we have an expert in this subject matter in Fabio De Dominicis. Before we get that though, let's read our top stories that happened throughout the week. Starting off with Phakamani Mahlambi. He has made history by becoming the first South African to make a move to Egypt's Premier League, signing with Giants Al Ahly. With the amount that while the amount that Bidvest Wits have been paid in return for his signature has not been revealed, reports have suggested that it is around 17 million rands mark. He has signed a 4-year deal and will become the first South African player that ever played at Al Ahly and in the Egyptian Premier League. Ajax Cape Town's EPSA Premiership encounter with Mamelodi Sundowns has been postponed. The game was scheduled to take place on Tuesday, the 19th of September 2017, but the Urban Warriors have now confirmed that the match will be moved due to Sundowns' involvement in the CAF Champions League. And moving right along to some good news for a South African player abroad, former University of Pretoria defender Itumele Nkwana is plying his trade now overseas. The right back is playing for Oskar Przyszewska in Poland. The 25-year-old made his professional debut in South Africa with Tugs, having joined the club from Alexandria United. In 2015, Nkwana had a trial with Orlando Pirates. Following his exit from Ama Tugs, he has decided to further his career then in Poland with Oskar Przyszewska. Orlando Pirates Pirates have promoted a talented youngster from the club's development team. The Soweto Giants confirmed that on the club's official website that Lyle Foster has been promoted from the development program to Milutin's Radojevic's first team. The chairman of the club, Dr. Ivan Khoza, expressed his happiness for Lyle and made a reference to other great players who donned the famous black and yellow and black and white jersey rather. Lyle Foster will go into this season's squad with a jersey number. Wait for it. Jersey number 20, and maybe the fact that Manyisa moved to Sundowns, they think that they have another star in Lyle. Who knows? The jersey number speaks a lot, though. And moving right along to Kaizer Chiefs, former Kaizer Chiefs star Brian Baloyi has taken the role of head goalkeeper coach at the club following the sudden passing of coach Alex Reveredo. Soccer Laduma has been informed that it is Baloyi who has taken over in the meantime, as he had occupied this position before. Chiefs' next game will see them take on Cape Town City, by which time the citizens will know whether or not they have a spot in this year's MTN 8 final. Former Baroka FC, this is our last bulletin. Former Baroka FC midfielder Nkosinathi Ndlovu is in a search for a new club. Soccer Laduma has been informed that Ndlovu is likely to join a club in the NFD this season. Ndlovu and his former Baroka teammate Dumisani Ngwenya had contractual disputes with the Limpopo outfit last season. Whilst Ngwenya was reportedly signed by Orlando Pirates and later loaned out, Ndlovu struggled in his search for a new club. Local football agent Gerald Baloyi says that he has started a search for a club for the 26-year-old player. And of course, I revisit that topic that of discussion. We ask you, do you think Bafana Bafana can still qualify for the World Cup? And here are some of your views.
It's very difficult for them to think they might qualify for the World Cup, because according to Stuart Baxter's starting lineup, it's very poor. If he changes his middle field and his attacking, I think we would stand a better chance of qualifying. Yes.
I don't think we can qualify for a World Cup, especially now we have to face Senegal, we have to rematch Senegal again. Then we have the biggest problems than we think we have. Danny Jordan is killing our football. If they can destroy that surfer board and rebuild it again, then I think we're going to have something. But now with the existing board of surfer, we are not going anywhere. That board is killing our football. When the team is losing, it's not our team now, it's coach's team. When the team is winning, it's our team. We are all there. We should shoulder the blame to every one of us. We can't say the coach. They are the players who are playing the football. And the coach is sending instructions. If the players are not performing, it's not the coach's fault. Because sometimes we say this guy should select this guy and this and this and this. After those guys are selected, we want them to play. When they don't perform, we don't say these guys didn't perform, we wanted. We blame the coach.
I am born. Engifisukazi ngale nyanga le kwakuthiwa izolokhuzwa kufanele ikhokhele imali yathi Bafana Bafana isoze iphindiwe iyagcina kwenziwa injani ngayo, kodwa ngilibona iphambili Bafana Bafana fanele imali iyeko nje ingabi khona nje straight, because zisizwe inhliziyo ezibuhlungu thina esihlalayo sibukela ibhola ukuze kushaye o9 futhi sifuna ukuyisapotha noma singekho emagroundini imali zingekho.
Alright, it was one of the most surprising results for South African football. Some people said that it was not much of a surprise in the recent international week, where South Africa was beaten twice by Cape Verde by the same scoreline. Stuart Baxter, his tail between his legs, people crying tears of joy. Tears of joy, of course, for the Cape Verdeans, and real tears for South Africans. Khulu Kotobojana once said that football will kill you, and it can kill you a real death. I'm now joined by football journalist Fabio De Dominicis. Fabio, thank you very much for your time. How's it going, sir?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good to be here. Thanks.
Yeah, man, I'm great. I'm feeling great that you're here as well. Are you crying tears of joy or real tears?
Sure. If you're a South African, how can you not hold back on the tears? It's been a FIFA week to forget, definitely. Just the two losses, and then compounded by the now announcement that we have to play Senegal again. It's been a very, very forgettable week for all South African footballers.
Yeah, when I look at the groups, I see that South Africa is in the same WhatsApp group as Algeria with 1 point now, with that minus 3 points. And we're also in the same WhatsApp group as Congo Brazzaville, who also have 1 point. So we are, when you look at it, we are the teams that it's fair to rule us out, but mathematically, of course. And we've been told that we like calculators in taking our shoes off when it comes to qualifying.
I don't think there's enough hands and feet and toes and fingers to do the maths, because over the years, I think South African standards of mathematics has drastically improved, because with every competition that we're in, it always boils down to that calculator. But yes, as you say, 1 point after now 3 games instead of 4. We are 5 points behind Burkina Faso, 5 points behind Cape Verde. Those are obviously the two in the group looking very close to qualification. And we have it all to do. It's 3 wins out of 3 that's needed, but as always, based on other results. So if Burkina Faso gets the 2 wins in their last 2 games, I think it's obviously...
It's immaterial whatever we get, because they would have gotten maximum points, and we cannot get there. We can only get to, 10 now with the match. And it's highly unlikely that we would win. Of course, that is an opinion. That is not a fact. All right, before we dwell much on Bafana Bafana, what did you make of the other groups? We see that Tunisia is leading Group A by 10 points, and Congo Kinshasa, DRC, with 7 points. Are there any surprises there? Guinea and Libya with 3 points each. Are there any surprises in that group? Do we expect Tunisia to go ahead in that group?
Yeah, for me, I don't think Group A is surprising at all. I think Tunisians were, I think, the favourites coming in. They have a history on the continent. We know how strong they are. And for them to have 3 wins and a draw from their 4 games, they haven't been beaten yet, and I think looking comfortable, and of course in the pound seats, need one more win and they're through to Russia.
Well, it would be interesting to hear what our Congolese brothers would have to say about that, because they believe as well that they deserve a spot in the World Cup. Of course, 2 matches with most of the groups except for South Africa, 2 matches left, and we'll see what happens in that group. Group B has Nigeria, Zambia, Cameroon and Algeria. Algeria in the same WhatsApp group as Bafana Bafana with 1 point. From our conversation prior, I know that you were surprised by Algeria. Are you then surprised with how Nigeria managed to galvanize themselves from not qualifying in the previous AFCONs and losing the first AFCON qualifying match against Bafana Bafana to now leading a group with 10 points over Zambia, over Cameroon, over Algeria?
Definitely surprising. I mean, this was always the group of death. You've got Nigeria, Zambia, Cameroon, Algeria. Big, big, big groups, big countries in Africa. Algeria, most surprising. They were the standout performers at the last World Cup. They were Africa's best hope. They were ranked top in the CAF rankings. And to have only 1 point after 4 games is very surprising. Nigeria, I think, surprised a lot of people. I mean, Bafana beat them, obviously, in the AFCON qualifiers. But for them to bounce back and to now top the group again, unbeaten, with one win away from booking their ticket to Russia, I think they've done very, very well.
I think the surprise there, Fabio, though, is Zambia. Zambia played back-to-back against Algeria. They played first time around, they played in Zambia and they won 3-1 against Algeria. Then they went to Algeria and guess what they did? They won 1-0 against Algeria. So that was a surprise to me. And I think with that momentum, it can perhaps make it difficult for Nigeria.
Exactly, because they still have to play each other. So if they get a result against Nigeria, it's going to leave a very tight squeeze in terms of qualification for Russia.
So it's a mouth-watering group worth to cast an eye on there. And then we move right along on Group C. Cote d'Ivoire, Morocco briefly. Cote d'Ivoire, Morocco, Gabon, Mali. Cote d'Ivoire leading by a single point over Morocco. Would you tip there, not dwelling much, before we move on to Group D?
Mm-hmm. I think Ivory Coast always are in the reckoning. Obviously, AFCON champions recently, and with the quality of players that they have, especially those playing overseas, the money would be, the safe bet would be of course on Ivory Coast, but they're only a point ahead of Morocco. So that's gonna leave some very, very tantalizing fixtures coming up for those last 2 games.
We'll skip Group D for now because it's Bafana Bafana. We will talk a little bit more about that. Group E has Egypt, Uganda, Ghana and Congo Brazzaville. Ghana lost to, well, they were losing to Congo Brazzaville. They came back 1-1 and then they beat them away from home. And Uganda, against Egypt did well, and then the return fixture in Egypt they lost. So now we have Egypt leading by 9 points, Uganda with 7 points. I was at home sitting and thinking about this, and I said, why would Sredojevic leave a possibility of going to a World Cup? Does that make sense? Of course, there are administrative issues with salaries not being paid for players, but if you were Sredojevic, you're looking good to make the World Cup for the first time in your life and perhaps boost your profile tenfold, and you leave Uganda there, and they only trail by 2 points against Egypt. Let's talk a little bit further about that. What do you make of this group?
Yeah, I think he obviously was offered some good money to be back in South Africa. He did say that he did always want to return. But like you say, they are 2 points away from making history. And I mean, going to a World Cup surely has to surpass any other club achievement. But again, it's not set in stone. Egypt, again, you'd have to tip as the favourites, always strong on the continent. Again, they are in the pound seats, leading that group by 2 points, two games to go.
With that being said, that means that our Black Stars may not be in Russia 2018.
That was my next point. Yeah, Ghana, obviously... were touted as being already out prior to the last fixture, but then they did win that, so they are still in the running. But 4 points behind Egypt, it's a very difficult task with only two games to go and 6 points on offer.
And of course, we wrap up this international conversation with a decent article that you wrote about Bafana Bafana's permutation. I wanted to pick your brain, and I like that. I mean, you broke it down. It's obvious that we need to win three, but there are other factors into it. The fact that Thulani Hlatshwayo scored, the fact that Thulani Serero scored, ironically two Thulanis scored, and the fact that now they may not, or they will no longer have those goals next to their names when we retell the history of Bafana Bafana, the caps, people that played, and so on. You know more than me. What are the implications overall? Let's dwell a little bit further about them in your article that you wrote.
Ironically, with the two Thulanis, it's also both only their second goal for Bafana. So obviously, the joy that comes with, you know, scoring for your country, and all that amounts to nothing. So again, obviously the 14 players involved on the day will now have one less cap. For Elazar Rogers, it was only his third game for Bafana. That obviously goes back down to two now. But yeah, just the emotion, the build-up, the pride of playing for your country, and now all amounting to nothing, and having to play it a year later. So obviously form changes, coaches changes, so guys that were involved at that time may not be involved this time. The history books are rewritten, Sheikh Mashaba's record is rewritten, the assists column, the goals column, obviously the fans that were there that day, what happens to them? Do they get recompensated? Do they get free tickets for the next game? Is it going to be in the same stadium? All of that has to be taken into account. And of course, we all remember that after that match was that Sheikh Mashaba tirade that obviously cost him his job. Now, what is he thinking? Like, obviously, just as a joke, but if that's annulled, then surely that conversation is annulled. And then what? He gets his job back? Who knows?
It's very interesting, but there are a lot of implications about it. It's not really, it's not something to take light. And also, what's interesting is that FIFA, with this decision, are then setting a precedent. Because what had happened before was that we've seen revelations of match fixing before, and we've seen arrests with Singaporean kingpins being arrested, and confirmations that certain matches were fixed. Now, I don't recall international games having to be, or points gained from international games having to be annulled. I take it that this will set a precedent. If it goes on like this, then we'll see a lot of contentious decisions then appealed and matches having to be replayed as a result of this decision. Of course, we know that the South African Football Association has written to FIFA, and we'll see in due course whether or not the match will actually be replayed.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. As you say, setting a precedent. Obviously, there was a replayed World Cup qualifier back in 2006 between, I think it was Bahrain and Uzbekistan. But what must be noted is that was replayed based on a referee's error, where players were encroaching into the box after penalty, and instead of giving a retake of a penalty, he awarded an indirect free kick. So that then changed the possible outcome of that match, and then that match was replayed. This, however,
it was based on misinterpretation of the rules.
Exactly. This is now an argument of referee error versus manipulation, and FIFA have stated that this game is being replayed because of referee manipulation. However,
and not implicating the associations. It was not SAFA. Yeah. It was not the Senegalese Football Association.
Both have been cleared, but the interesting thing is that FIFA have not said who manipulated the referee. So how can you replay a game and say it's based on manipulation but not target the guilty party? So this is where SAFA's appeal is going to come in. The latest I'm hearing is that the 14th of September is when FIFA organizing committee will meet and confirm this replay and take into account SAFA's appeal. So they're running against time. They've got less than a week now to get the ducks in a row and then present a strong case as to why they don't want this match to be replayed.
Well, two matches to play and two must wins are better than three must wins. I suppose then for all South Africans, it will be in our best interest that we win that appeal so that we have two must wins instead of three must wins. It's a pulsating conversation. I really appreciated your time, your input. Thank you very much for your time, Fabio. And until maybe next time, we'll have more, well, better news for South Africans than this one.
We hope so. Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.
How wonderful. Sanda wana lukena. Ya wana ibafana bafana mfetu. How luto. Sizodlala neSenegal ekhambeni. Sidlala neBurkina Faso ekhambeni. Awungeke. Hayi, mhlawumbe sesingazama ngo-2022. Hayi. 2018 asiyiboni ba. Sogcina ukuyibuka nje ku-TV. Angeke kulunge. Sesiphumile nje. Siphumile. Into ezokwenzeka lama game asela u2 womabili amaluzi futhi. Kwazi ngeke iSenegal zisiyeke isikubo. Ngeke zisiye. Wabona nje ispressa ila. South Africa kangakanani ke singalinga kubo. Hayi, mina ngiboni baba, angiboni nakancane. Sesiphumile sibafana bafana, asikhohlwe nje, asivele sikhohlwe nje. Ngiyabonga isanda wana luqina lelo umfundo lo uzi Hopewell eMaritzburg. Shosho,
we can qualify for the World Cup. We have the players to take us there to the World Cup, and we have players with the skill, you know, but our players lacks leadership, lacks communication. And those two are the key main factors that you don't have. You know, we can qualify. We can say Senegal has money. Yeah, Senegal has money and it plays good. But you two have Randy, you two have Bumensi, Pesita, we two have Dolly. So what? Have Temba Zwane on that field. So you can score goals. You know, so I think Bafana will qualify. I think Bafana can beat Burkina Faso, can beat Senegal, and can be top nation. You know how Burkina Faso played against us? Was a unit, knew how to play the ball on a counter attack. We try to play high line. Why you don't know how to trap a player on an offside position? You know, you don't have a pace.
Hello, Admini. My name is Bright Chabang Glovu. I stay in Joburg, Tembisa, Gauteng province. I'd like to talk about Bafana Bafana. You see, I don't see Bafana Bafana qualifying to Russia, even qualifying to the Africa Cup of Nations. Bafana Bafana will qualify to those tournaments through hosting. Bafana Bafana will remain a good host. The problem with Bafana Bafana is they love to play football. They've got the heart for football, but they don't have talent. We don't have talent to miss Ghana, Nigeria, Cote d'Ivoire, Algeria, even Egypt. You can see those nations, they can participate in each and every World Bigger Stage tournament just because they've got the talent. You see, some of their players, they play in Euro biggest clubs. Bafana Bafana, we don't have players who play in Euro best clubs because we don't have talent. That is the truth. So we can always point fingers, say, you know what, Barclays is not a good coach. You can always point a finger, say, Mashaba is not a good coach. Igasundi is not a good coach, but those coaches, they've got a silverware under their belt to showcase their pedigree to coach bigger teams.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, some things are best left unsaid. I didn't tell you in the introduction that I'll speak to Bidvestwits and Cape Town City fans. That's a surprise for you. We'll speak to them, ask them what they think of the second leg. They're going head-to-head, of course, for the MTN 8 title in order to qualify for the final. I'm joined now by Bidvestwits fan Mpho Ramahlo. Well, he has a bone to pick with Cape Town City because they've been beating him recently. He's going to tell us what he thinks. How he thinks his team is gonna do in the second leg of the MTN 8 semi-final. Mpho, thank you very much for your time. How's it going?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, Mpho, if you were to speak to a Cape Town City fan today, now, what would you say to them?
Just to beware. What they did to us, it was an eye opener to us. They gave us one on open game for PSL and went to Cape Town. They gave us one again. But this time around, this is a cup game. To us, we are going to give them a hard time. We have to give them a beating.
And if you were writing a letter and it says, "Dear Cape Town City fan, I, as a Bidvest Wits fan, think that Bidvest Wits will do..." You can finish the sentence.
Bidvest Wits will go in to beat you. We're going to take you out of the competition. Forget about the next round of the final of this competition. Or stop dreaming about the cup.
And lastly, final one from me. Woody, you've just lost Phakamani Mahlambi to Egypt, your youngster. Who do you think is going to step up and do the business for you now?
We have good signings. We have good experienced guys who came now. For instance, Jürgen Klassen, I rate him high. Than, people are rating Pina like that. He's a good player, he's a world player, he's a good experience. But to me, the guy's doing good job for me so far. He's just so well, it's Klassen. I mean, Mahlambi is gone. It's good for him and good for his future. But we are, the life goes on for us. Klassen's going to do anything for us that we needed as a team.
All right, Mpo, I really appreciate your thoughts. Thank you very much. And we wish you the best of luck for the weekend.
Thank you very, very, very much, Bob. And thank you for talking to me, man.
All right, we're now joined by a Cape Town City fan. His name is Tando. Tando Siku. Tando, thank you very much for your time. How's it going?
I'm doing fine, thanks. And how are you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. Your team has just beat the Spurs twice in a space of a few weeks. How do you make of Benny McCarthy whipping his old schoolmaster? What do you think? Do you think you have the upper hand on beat the Spurs?
Yeah, Benny McCarthy, he's a good coach. On top of that, he is doing well, and he's mixing with the rest of the squad. What a night team! We are going to upset them again. We are going to beat again.
All right. I just spoke to someone from Bidvest Wits now. He says that you must be careful. He wrote you a letter. He said, "Dear Bidvest Wits, Cape Town City fan, you must be careful. You are not going to the final." Now, you as Tando, you are saying, "Dear Bidvest Wits fan, I as Tando think you can continue from there."
What I'm saying to those all Bidvest Wits, first of all, man, we managed to beat them back-to-back. I'm telling the fans that we didn't beat by a fluke, by any mistake. We've got a young squad, and our squad is unpredictable. We've got good signings, and all these guys are humble and hungry for the cup. This is the easiest quad cup that you can get. So we are going to upset these guys. Away.
Yes, he said to me, Paul from Bidvest Wits, he said to me that they have Daylon Klassen, they just lost Mahlambi. When you've just lost Manyama, your captain, what do you have for me for the second leg? What do you have as your soldier for the second leg?
my soldiers for the second leg, for the okay, for Manyama, is gone. We don't mind Manyama. Our team is not about one individual player. As I said to you, we've got soldiers. Yeah, we have the guy who's wearing number 10, Ayanda. Ayanda Patosi is going to be there in the evening. And you see the best of him. The guy is ready. And we don't care for the players that the player that is gone. He's gone for us. He's going to represent the team and himself and his family as well. But let me tell you one thing. Our team is not not a team for one man show. We are there, and the Calvin Hunt and his players, he must be ready. And we respect them as a team. We respect Calvin Hunt. But this time around, I'm repeating the same thing. These guys, we are going to upset them. And I'm telling you, we are going to score an away goal. To them.
All right. No, thank you very much, Tando, and I wish you the best of luck for the upcoming weekend. I'm sure you are confident that you will beat Vets, and then on Wednesday you will beat Chiefs.
That is let us talk about this game at this time. But one thing for sure, we are going to beat them here at home. There's no team that can beat us here at Cape Town.
All right, thank you very much for your time, Thando.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for this interview.
I mean, angiboni nje ukuthi bafana izoloku uzokwalifyela for 2018 iRussia. Ayi, ngeke kulunga. Ayi, ngeke ngize ngibleme kodwa uBaxter, ngibona ukuthi ibhola lethu lihlangene manje selibuyele esimeni, but kunalonto nje lo ongayazi ukuthi yini nje. So hayi, akuyo enyangeni kuphinde kubonakale ukuthi kwenzakalani ngempela. Hayi, isithembiso lona Benguwe manje mtoti showcase.
I do think that Bafana Bafana has the chance of qualifying in the FIFA World Cup only if Stuart Baxter could give a chance as some players to play. I mean, we need players who are going to score, because our game on the pitch is interesting, but the thing that is lacking in our players is to put the ball behind the net. So I think Stuart Baxter must select those kind of players who are brave enough to put the ball behind the net, and if he could do so, we could qualify for the FIFA World Cup next year.
It is disgrace to your intelligence to think that Bafana Bafana would win or rather qualify for the World Cup. To think about that is like to think that the apartheid government system would come back again. So it would never come back again. Bafana Bafana would never qualify for this World Cup. Sokala Duma
Radio. And of course, we were talking about the MTN 8 semi-finals. The second leg, of course, remember that the first legs, Cape Town City beat Bidvest 1-0 at home, and SuperSport United drew with Maritzburg United 1-1 at home, with Maritzburg United getting their away goal. The fixtures are looking like this simply. On Saturday at 8:15 p.m, Maritzburg United are hosting now SuperSport United, and Bidvest Wits will host Cape Town City on Sunday at 3 p.m. We wish the teams the best of luck. You've had your say on Facebook. They've had their say on the line. You've heard Fabio talking about Bafana Bafana. A lot of people are not happy, but that's pretty much how the cookie crumbles for us. And this has been the weekend special. I am Nkululeko Nkemu.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.